Well, indeedy. Now we have our special caller, John, calling live from the Sunday afternoon bar session. Woo! Hello, John.
Hello.
Are you having a good time up there?
It's certainly... Sorry.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're having such a storming time. Storming!
It's rioters up here.
Rioters? Who's rioting, precisely?
I wouldn't like to say.
Oh,
I wouldn't have to say.
It's not Carolyn and Gareth again, is it?
Well, they are involved, actually.
We've got
Carolyn, Gareth, yeah. Terry, Skippy, Andy, Dunks, Ken, Owen's here.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Owen. Hello to the whole bar posse, because we're really nice like that.
For some reason, Owen seems to have been waving his hand when you said hello, Owen, as if you're going to be able to hear it.
I
don't quite understand that.
I could hear the nice cheer in the background that everyone gives
Radio
Glenn. Well,
yeah, they're recognising the fact that Owen must therefore be stupid and therefore is well suited to Vice Pres.
Well, I thought that was moderately obvious anyway. Or am I just being silly?
It's a nice bed, by the way. I'm impressed.
Oh, it's a super bed. It's almost as good as my bed, which is really, really nice.
But does it have bed boards?
It does have three, but they tend to...
Are you offering me a chip, Terry? Oh, he's offering Henry a chip. Henry, would you like a chip from Terry?
Only as long as it's made by Silicon General International.
Oh, Henry, you're so funny. You should be on the radio.
Oh, but I am.
No, you're not. Turn the transmitter off this morning.
You're well funny. Because I turned it on again afterwards.
You've convinced me.
You've twisted my arm.
It's just the sort of transmitter I'd turn on if I could turn on any transmitter I wanted.
Or if you could turn on anything. Ha ha ha, little joke there.
Oh, I'm laughing. Talking of turn-ons, Henry, have you had a shag since that bird last year?
Officially or not unofficially?
Chaps in the bar, can we have an official shout if we think Henry should tell us all the details of this bird he was shagging last year?
Uh-oh.
Give us a shout. I think that makes the point there, Henry.
Which point is this?
What's her name? Remember the mystery woman?
The mystery, yes.
Punch card.
I do remember this. Punch cards. No, it was punch tape, because that's more nearer the nub of the matter.
Okay, tell us the link with punch tape, Henry.
No, you'd get it if I told you that.
Well, tell me then.
The link is the answer. I mean, looks like crappy links here on Radio Glen. They are the answer.
Henry, I almost slap your head in sometimes.
Really. Oh, but you usually do anyway when you get quite drunk.
I thought you'd be boasting about this one shag you've had in 3 years at university. I thought you'd be really pleased.
Why should I boast about that? I mean, this seems rather silly to me. I mean, he's getting very close to the microphone, close with us. I mean, why it would be boasting about the one shag you've had in 3 years be impressive in any way? Anyway, it's not the only one.
You just said that your shags weren't impressive.
That's so funny. No, no,
Mr.
it's not
diminutive.
Anyway, it wasn't the only one. It's just that I was more discreet about the others.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Yeah. Tony. Why does Henry fancy you, then?
Sorry.
Sorry. You have to be there. Who's these secret shags, then?
Well, I'm not going to tell you about the obvious one, I'm not going to tell you about the subtle ones. Now, am I?
Well, okay, how many, then?
Three. That's about one a year. It's not terribly... Well, not actual shags, as it were. But percentages.
Three shags in 3 years, chaps. Is that crap or what? I think Duncan particularly seems to be disappointed by three shags in 3 years.
Duncan would be, however, wouldn't he? I mean, it's a bit of an impressive benchmark to go against, really, Duncan. I mean, come on.
A bedmark, surely.
Yes, a bedmark. Oh, I remember those late night sessions.
Terry says, don't we all?
Yes.
Ask anybody in F-Block as well. Mm. Yeah. I wouldn't know anything about that, of course.
No, of course, you wouldn't know anything about that. No.
Complete silence. No.
Aye. What's he going on about in the background now?
I think Terry's trying to accuse me of something.
What's that,
I'm not entirely sure I understand what, though.
Bestiality? No.
I have never shagged Gareth.
Well, we better just leave that one, perhaps, shall we, before people get hit over the head. Yes.
Anyway, hold on, I was calling on line one.
I've left my line one sound effect in my room.
Make one up, then.
Okay, all right, then, hang on.
God, you're so hopeless.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry, John. Okay, line one, hang on, I have to get it on mic two for the maximum crap effect. Here we go. That's line one, okay.
Okay, now I'm on line two. What's line two sound effect?
Line two sound effect is this.
What was line one again?
Line one was this.
And line two? That's very nice, Henry.
Yeah, I thought that. I was very impressive, that. Very impressive.
I find kicking the CD player gives that sound. It's quite impressive.
It also
well,
gives...
Well, we ought to get back to some serious drinking and some event planning.
Because you're so hard. Oh, yes.
Do you want a drink, Henry?
I wouldn't say go away, as well, I say on SUR. Well, how about a pint of really nice ale?
I'll see what I can do. Thank me nicely.
And meanwhile, I'll play an excellent record for you in the bar, especially.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you, dear listener. I'll cut you off now,
well,
John.
I'll be seeing you then.
Be seeing you. Number Bye. Six. Bye. And, oh, yes, I'll just waffle on for a little bit longer because it's so much fun and I know how you really appreciate it here on local radio. Yes, it's a storming record coming up for various people. Yes, that's what I was going to say. If you're listening in your room, dear listener, or if you're listening in the bar, dear listener, wherever you are, it's really nice to have you here. Oops, that was a bit loud, never mind. We're not fussy. Here at Radio Glen, we can do whatever we like. Within reason. Ah, yes. He's missing his love, etc. Yawn, 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 yawn. And now it's a special dropout audio pull-in section for our younger listeners here on Henry Talks Bollocks this afternoon. Mm. for our young listeners here today on Henry Talks Bollocks. One day, Yang Chiang, Wayne, Abdul and Jane were gaily skipping their way to the park with their mother, Mrs. Patel Smith. They were going to the park on the way to visit their daddy, who got divorced from their mum, but that doesn't matter because that's a perfectly reasonable lifestyle and who are we to criticise? Anyway, when the single parent nuclear family arrived at the playground, they were shocked. The naughty skinheads, who are probably quite nice if you really get to know them, had broken the seesaw and twisted the swings round. Luckily, Dr. Asian was walking in the park and saw everything that was happening. "Well," he said, "that's what voting for the Tories and their shame-faced hypocrisy gets you." "Oh, yes," chorused the children together, but completely independently, having come to their own mature decisions about it. "You've talked us into it. When we grow up, we'll vote for our local Labour councillor, then all races can grow up in peace and harmony. Fluffy bunnies will gambol happily in the wide open spaces, and everyone will have a job which pays them too much, if anything." Then, Dr. Asian mended the swings and the seesaw, and the children played merrily together, without arguing, making guns from sticks, or playing combat at all. And that, the moral of the story is... I don't know, actually. Never mind. It was a good thought, though. Goodbye to all our younger listeners. We're now returning to the standard Henry Talks Bollocks format.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair, I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. Close my eyes, she's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations, she's my mind.
Good.
yes, yes, indeedy. Right, well, this week on Henry Talks Bollocks, we are going once again to have the internal phone call competition, where all you have to do to win a Glenbar token is go to Baldwood Computing Cluster A. There's signs to it once you get into Baldwood. It's just up Burgess Road, you know. And all you have to do is ring here through to Glen or Radio Glen Air on 72226, 72 if you're outside Glen, which you will be. And have a chat, and you can come down straight after and collect your Glenbar token. If you manage to ring from somewhere really obscure, like a general hospital on the internal phone, I should point out, because we don't have an external one, because we're crap like that, then you'll get an extra special bonus prize of 2 Glenbar tokens. Which mustn't be sniffled at in these hard times. Yes. For ringing from the Union Concourse, for instance, you'll get very little credit at all. You get a pat on the back and a hello on the air, but you won't get any actual money out of it, I'm afraid, because that's far too easy. As is ringing from the library, that's not allowed either. Well, not for a proper prize. So there you have it. That is the Glen internal phone call competition. Win big prizes. Just for the trouble of picking up a phone. Oh, and travelling about 2 miles. Yes, forgot about that. Nobody's ringing yet, but I'll have to give him a chance to get up there.
Make it live.
Yes, indeedy. You are listening to Henry Talks Bollocks on Radio Glen 1602 kHz AM medium wave flavour, etc., etc. Oh, God. Right, okay. Well, since how, after about 3 weeks of trying, it's fairly improbable, I dare say, that anyone is actually ever going to ring me on the internal telephone for my extremely good competition, and I can't understand why. What we are going to do, in fact, is ring up an external telephone down university, which will be extremely fun. I think we'll probably try the Union Concourse first. I know the number for that one, and it should be extremely amusing if anyone picks it up. I mean, I can ask for something like, "Hello, is that Bassett House Julie Walrus speaking," for instance, and they'll say no, because of course if a phone's ringing in a public area, you never pick it up unless someone does pick it up, in which case they're always a complete weirdo, so it should be quite funny. In the meantime, I'm going to play a reasonably long record and go for a wee, because having 2 pints at lunchtime does that to you. Blah 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 blah.
Once a beautiful Miss America married Mr. Right, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern girl. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern.
Give me the future with a modern girl.
oh yes, well here at Radio Glen we're so organised because I can't in fact find the internal telephone directory. It's in our specialised storage area somewhere, commonly known as Studio 2 to most people. We'll be back in a moment with the exciting phone call to the Union Concourse. Let's see if anyone picks that phone up. BBC cough. Well, after a very thorough search of all the area, I can't actually find the internal phone directory to actually find the right number for the little internal phone in the Union Concourse. So we're going to have to go on a slightly more advanced search. In the meantime, here's another interesting record. Yes. Oh, very appropriate one, by the way. Yes, I should have done a crap link for this, I suppose.
Bicycling on every Wednesday evening, Thursday afternoon. as I go painting in the loo.
Indeedy, I have nipped up to the famous, world-famous, nay, universe-famous F-Office and just found an internal telephone directory for the usage thereof. And I found out the right number, so just after this record, we'll be doing an advanced, highly advanced and slightly dodgy phone call to the Union Concourse claiming to be from Bassett House or somewhere interesting like that. So we'll see what we come up with. I bet nobody will answer it. Okay, right at this present moment in time, we are going to let's ring the Union Concourse. I hope I've got the right number here, or else I'll look really stupid. But then I do anyway, so who cares? 7 1 7 5 2 1 0. Here we go. Come on. Somebody's got to be stupid enough to answer this. See, here on Radio Clem just give away bar tokens. Just for being rung up.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, is that Bassett House speaking?
Sorry, is that who?
Bassett House?
No, no, this is the Student Union Concourse.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have a wrong number.
Okay,
sorry, bye. I wonder who that was. I should have found out, shouldn't I? Never mind. I tell you what, in the next hour, we'll find another stupid number to ring and find out who actually picks the bugger up.
Motivating rhythm of life with a healing rhythmic synergy.
Notice the styling bringing down of the wrong fader for a second then. Only the best DJs do that.
With a healing rhythmic synergy.
The rhythm. cultivating rhythm of life with a cultural revival. This is survival.
Boss drum, in control again. Rhythm and sound for tomorrow's tribe.
Boss drum, positively primal, shamanic, anarchistic, archaic revival.
Activate the rhythm that has always been within. The rhythm that has always been within. Activate the rhythm that has always been within. Activate the rhythm that has always been within. Activate the rhythm that has always been within.
Oh yes, this is the radio program that rings you and doesn't wait for you to ring it. Like some other programs I can mention, in fact most of them. But that depends on what your point of view isn't, I suppose. Well, it might be, if it was. Yes. Now, as part of our Keep Sunday special series, we're going to have just a bit more from Eugene Clark and his organ moods, taking us up to the news from SHR, no, SUR, They're So Professional Limited. Sports news, it's storming.
Now, from across the south, across the world and beyond, in conjunction with IRN in London, Radio Glen International and Henry Talks Bollocks presents the latest news on your favourite and mine, the incredibly butch and newsy sound of Radio Glen 1602 kHz medium wave.
Hurry up!
It's 3 o'clock, I'm Lisette Payne. The Queen Mother has left hospital saying that she feels fit and well after getting the all clear from doctors. She went for a final check-up this morning and appears to have made a good recovery from her throat operation. A spokesman at the Royal Aberdeen Infirmary says that she spent a very comfortable third night in hospital.
Smiling but looking a little unsteady on her feet, the Queen Mother left hospital ahead of schedule, keen to resume her holiday at Balmoral. She said she was feeling fine. Doctors have told the Queen Mother to rest more. As she left this morning, she said she would be taking it just a little bit easier. George Matheson, IRN, Aberdeen.
The IRA has exploded its third bomb in 3 days outside the Dunkeen Hotel in South Belfast. Nearby buildings have been severely damaged and a number of people have been treated for shock. Colin Duncan reports.
Porter Tommy Black, who received the bomb warning, helped evacuate 450 customers.
Not only is the windows in, the window frames are in, and all the scenes are down, electric, water leaking. It's absolute chaos.
Shell-shocked traders in Portadown meet today to discuss their own devastation as police checkpoints spring up, strangling traffic on main roads in a bid to prevent more destruction. Colin Duncan, IRN, Belfast.
Police have arrested 52 people after demonstrators stormed onto the M3 motorway extension site at Twyford in Hampshire. The developments have been the scene of a long-running dispute. More than 200 people pushed past razor wire fences and security guards to occupy a bridge. The arrest came when the demonstrators refused to move. Hampshire Chief Constable John Wright says his officers had to act when the protests got out of hand. Britain's newest sextuplets are at the centre of a row about the ethics of fertility treatment. The parents, Jan Vince and Jean Gibbons, are unmarried. They live apart and already have 4 children between them. The Dean of Lincoln Cathedral, the Very Reverend Brendan Jackson, said the whole issue raises serious moral doubts.
It raises serious moral doubts.
The health service and the government department concerned, it seems that they're encouraging this kind of liaison, which is bound to be an unstable one in the sense of they're not married and they're not even living in the same house. What sort of environment is that for the bringing up of children?
Firemen have rescued 9 elderly people from a fire in a block of flats in Bridge House, West Yorkshire. The fire was started by arsonists in the stairwell of the flats, and 5 people were sent to hospital suffering from the effects of smoke. And finally, we have a News in Focus update. Hopefully we have Chris Martin on the telephone line, who's now in Ocean Village. Chris, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
And what's the atmosphere like at the moment down there?
It's just brilliant down here. The Roan Poulong ship has just got in a few minutes ago, and the East Boat's welcome back with sirens and banners saying welcome back, Suzanne, and things like that. And all the crew members are coming back onto shore where they're meeting all their relatives, you know, they haven't seen for 8 months now. You know, just an amazing atmosphere. It's the most people we've ever seen down here.
So what are the results of the Round the World Challenge?
Well, the new nuclear electric yacht got in at 1:20 today, which means they have won the British Steel Challenge trophy, despite Group 4's early finish today. There was talk, sort of like earlier this week, about times being claimed back and things like that, about after the accident, when Bill Simpson went overboard off the, which boat was it, the Heath Assurance boat, but that's not going to make any change to the final results. I'm talking to Stuart Pearcey here, who's in the British Steel Challenge press office. He's just going to tell us the situation about the results and the presentations that have been going on today.
Thank you, Chris, and what a day it's been here at Ocean Village in Southampton. We've got people milling about the place you wouldn't believe. It's like Cup Final Day, Bank Holiday Monday, the whole thing rolled into one. And what about this? The winner of the race has been presented with the British Steel Challenge trophy just a little while ago. Nuclear Electric came in. They've been at sea 151 days, they've sailed 28,000 miles, and they've beaten the second boat home by less than an hour and a half. How's that for match racing? It's been a fabulous atmosphere here. We've been watching the boats coming along. We thought it was going to be a bad day. 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, it was pouring with rain. The place was deserted. It was really miserable, but the sun's come out, shined on us today. kind on the end of a truly epic adventure for a lot of, well, they were amateur seamen when they set off. They're certainly not amateurs now. They're highly qualified professionals, and they've had a fabulous adventure. They've done a fabulous job for British Steel in the British Steel Challenge.
Thanks very much, Stuart. I'm Chris Martin, that's SURFM News.
Thank you very much, Chris. SURFM News, it's 5 minutes past three.
I thought that meant I could go. Peter, thank you. Peter, thank you. Thank you!
Across the paddock, across the south and beyond. Back, bigger, butcher, and with even more of the same old shit that he plays every week. This is the only antidote to independent local radio. On 1602 kHz medium wave, welcome back to Henry Talks Bollocks.
Oh yes, it's Henry Talks Bollocks here. I was just getting, avoiding that proximity boom on the microphone there. And I'm joined in the studio by Dave Oliver, whose last name I usually forget, but I haven't this time because he's called Dave Oliver and I remembered it. Hello, Dave.
Hello there, Henry.
Yes, it's really funky, grooving and exciting here in Radio Glen, isn't it?
Oh, it's super lovely, smashing great, as they say.
That's what I thought, but then I thought, no, I'm lying. But I wasn't lying, I was sitting up. Yeah, they're going on in the sports news then about match racing. Excellent match racing. How do you race matches? I mean, surely they're inanimate objects used for lighting gas and things, aren't they?
Well, I must agree with you there, yes. Very tricky sports.
Well, I thought so. Unless you sort of, like, put a jet engine on them or something, or perhaps, I know what they do, perhaps they, in fact, I best not touch the microphone, because John still hasn't fixed it and it goes spastic when you touch it. Perhaps it should be said that, this machine isn't working. Perhaps it should be said that I'll have to hold it in while it's playing, but that doesn't matter because the conversation can go on perfectly well, even so. Yes. Perhaps the matches are put into sort of a jet thing and you light them and they sort of blow along a piece of cardboard or something.
It's back.
Well, it's not so much figs as being a bloody nuisance, but never mind. Yes. Who do you recommend I try and ring up, Dave?
Oh, well, I'd go for 714949, which is a lovely local radio station that might be pleased to hear that they're on air on Radio Glen.
Yes, but they might not be very pleased to hear that I'm ringing up and annoying them. I wonder who's on air at the moment. I can always find out. Let's have a listen. I don't know, but that signal's certainly fairly... It's the wonderful sound of the SURFM news. Oh yes, that satellite link's so well aligned, I don't think. Anyway, we'll play another record and see if we can find an internal phone directory. Dave Sanson, if you're listening, I strongly suspect that you have stolen the Radio Glen internal phone directory, and I want it back here now for my excellent show, thank you very much. Blah, 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 blah. Actually, the other day, it must be said, I was going out for a nice evening that I was really going to enjoy, and I was going out for a nice evening that I was really going to enjoy, and I did. And it's strange, because where did I go for a nice quiet pint, which had lots and lots of lovely video screens as well if you wanted them, but not if you didn't. I went to the Black Cat on Burgess Road in Swaveling. Yes, that's the Black Cat. High Road, Swaveling. Guess what? It's a complete coincidence that I went there the other night and that I enjoyed it so much, because we've got an advertisement from them. Woo! Which doesn't work. Excuse me. Dink-a-dink-a-dink. Yes, quite. Thank you very much. Let's see if it works. There we go.
If you want somewhere to have a drink in a great atmosphere, then why not try the Old Black Cat at the bottom of Burgess Road, on the corner of Swaveling High Road? It's only a short walk away, and there's a varied menu of tasty food from 6 till 10:30 every night. We've also got Sky TV and video music screens, with live music coming soon. And Tuesdays is quiz night. Students are particularly welcome, so get down to the Old Black Cat at lunchtime or in the evening and experience the difference.
Oh, you've twisted my arm. I'm sure that's the pub I'd go to if I had any choice that I wanted. Yes.